Thank you, and welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here on your local radio station and reminding you about, well, the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. Going on since 1951, it's the Cowboy Mardi Gras, where the spirit of the West comes alive. And Mother's Day weekend coming up, moms get in free for all of the horse racing, simulcasting from Churchill Downs. Don't miss the kickoff concert, sponsored by Pendleton, featuring Gary Allen on May 15th. All the ticket information about all the match, bronc ride, and more is available at buckinghorsesale.com.
And of course, we're only 4 days away from Mother's Day, so I have some Mother's Day things coming up. But before I get into that, I want to talk to you about Tri-State Livestock News. They have local, national, and international livestock industry news. They have livestock auction reports and award-winning columnists, classified ads specific to ranching, special interest sections, and so much more. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. And Mother's Day.
Yes, it's coming right up.
This is anonymous. Many people look through their wallet or their pocketbooks and way down at the bottom, past the credit cards and baby pictures and so on, you usually find a little old piece of dog-eared poetry. I was cleaning out my wallet the other day and ran across a whole bunch of IOUs. Some of them 35 years old. And you know the funny thing, all these IOUs are owed to one person. And I kind of feel like that maybe now would be a pretty good time for an accounting. Mom, I sure hope you're listening. Sweet lady, I owe you for so many things. A lot of services, like night watchman, for instance. Lying awake nights, listening for coughs and cries and creaking floorboards. And me coming in too late. Boy, you had the eye of an eagle and the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services like a short order cook, chef, baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger and turkey out of tuna fish and big old strapping boys out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services, the daily scrubbing of faces and ears, all work done by hand, and for frequent dusting of a small boy's pants, to try to make sure that you led a spotless life, and for washing and ironing that no laundry could ever do, for drying the tears of childhood and ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for services as a bodyguard, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms and nightmares. Ha! And too many green apples. And Lord knows I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters, and spring fever. Uh-oh, let's not forget medical advice. Important things like, if you keep on scratching that, it'll never get well. Or, if you cross your eyes, they're gonna stick like that. And probably the most important advice of all, boy, be sure you got clean underwear on in case you're in an accident. And I owe you for veterinarian services, for feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of a rope, and for healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment. Entertainment that kept the household going through some pretty rough times. And for wonderful productions at Christmas, the 4th of July, birthdays, and for making make-believe come true. And you did it all on such a limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for building kites and confidence, hopes and dreams. And somehow you made them all touch the sky. And for cementing together a family so it would stand the worst kind of shock and blows, and for laying down a good strong foundation to build a life on. I owe you for carrying charges, for carrying me on your books for the necessities of life that a growing boy somehow, well, they just gotta have. Things like a pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife. And one thing, Mom, I'll never forget. When there were 5 pieces of pie and 6 hungry people, you were always the one who decided, well, I'm not really that hungry anyhow. These are just a few of the things for which payment is long overdue. The person that I owe them to worked very, very cheap. She managed by simply doing without a whole lot of things that she needed. My IOUs add up to more than I could ever hope to repay. But you know, the nicest thing about it all, that I know that she had marked the entire bill paid in full for just one kiss and 4 little words. Mom, I love you.
And that, of course, coming up for Mother's Day this Sunday from The Good Stuff.